yet another edition of Rohatmu, Random Selections of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe, Deluxe Edition, here on the Worst Collection Ever feed. I am your host, Sean. As we are doing these for a few weeks here, it's been a month that we've been doing this, and I'm doing this right after the one I just did the week prior, so you guys can assume, just imagine that everything is just the same as far as things being in flux, as I like to say. I'm doing all right. Jen's doing all right. The cast are doing all right. And I hopefully would like to go to, I feel like I'm getting the itch again to go to Mile High Comics again soon. I want to go and maybe find somewhere books, but at the right time, right now, it's not the time, you know, I guess, because things are still in flux. So maybe I'll wait until we get everything back, get the carpet thing figured out. There's freaking holes in my house, man, like in the walls. It's really annoying. And we have to patch those too. So that's another thing that's kind of keeping us occupied, is that there's freaking holes inside the walls of the house, and I am not a fan of that. I get very claustrophobic even when things aren't tight. I still feel claustrophobic because things are just in disarray, and it doesn't feel right. I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel right. You could maybe sympathize with that. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty common for people to feel out of sorts when everything is up in the air. So. That being said, I am just rambling for the sake of just having something at the beginning of this. How are you? Yeah, hope you guys are doing good. You can, of course, email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys about anything about the show, or just if you're doing okay. We hope you're doing all right. We love to talk to you. All right, let's get to this book here, because I got nothing else pertinent to say. I last week did The Phoenix, Rachel Summers, but also like the Phoenix in general. So hot damn, that was a lot of work. Hopefully I won't run into this again. That's the thing about doing this book, is that I can open up to like a page of like a guy that's just one page and just knock it out. Or I can open up something to like Spider-Man. And if I do that, I'm not doing Spider-Man right now. Okay. I just did the Phoenix Force. If I get Spider-Man, I'm not going to do it. Maybe another time. I know you don't need me to tell you about Spider-Man. I don't really. If you do, you could do by request. You know, I mean, maybe I'll do it. I'll take requests for this book. You know, send me. It shows me that you appreciate this. So let's see how it goes. Okay, let's see. I opened from sort of like the middle-ish, but towards the top. Maybe I'll go a little bit farther down. I don't know if I'm gonna get a dead guy. So let's see. Oh, I didn't. You know what? I just remembered for the last episode, I didn't talk about the pictures. I always forget about the pictures, man. Because there's all sorts of pictures. There's things I need to actually be describing to you instead of just reading to you. So I promise I will do that this time. Please be patient with me. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, okay, a dead guy. And it is Dr. Lemuel Dorcas. Dr. Lemuel Dorcas, who I feel like he was, I heard his name recently on something, some sort of media. Maybe it was one of the cartoons or something. I don't know. I feel like it sounded familiar. I mean, I have a book, or I read one of the books with him in it. Maybe I'm conflating it with that. I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about the pictures before we start here. So his name is Dr. Lemuel Dorcas. Dorcas. D-O-R-C-A-S. Dorcas. Or Dorcas. There's no two S's there. So it's Dorcas. Sorry, dude. And here he is standing here. He's got the Anton LaVey goatee and some pretty tight hair. And he's wearing a suit that is two tones of green. It's actually a pretty symmetric suit. He's got a nice pose here, just with his fists out. He looks happy to be there. I kind of like his outfit. I kind of like it. I kind of feel like maybe I could try if I had the right kind of head for an action figure, I could probably make this. Because I kind of just like the, I just like very simplistic outfits. I don't know. I just dig them. But here he is. Since this is the Book of the Dead, we get to find out how he died. And he died because something fell on him. Something with like glass windows and tentacles, as we'll find out. It fell on top of him, and he is smushed. So RIP Dr. Lemuel Dorcas. I don't know if he comes back. I actually should probably know that, but I feel like he doesn't. He's not dead. Something kept him alive. So we get some action shots of him on the other side here of the entry here. So he is in one picture yelling. He's having a nice yell, nice rage yell over a magenta background. And there's another picture of him with I think it's Briar. One of those evil submariner guys. He's a submariner, one of Submariner's rogues. So he's one of Namor's rogues. That's his deal. But here he is wearing a different sort of outfit. Looks like he's piloting a ship while Briar is standing behind him. And then we get another picture of him. Looks like he's shooting some sort of tether at Tiger Shark, and Tiger Shark is on like the surface on the ground, just like struggling. So I don't know exactly what that. We'll probably find out exactly what Tiger Shark has to do with all this. Then we get another action shot of him just wearing a nice green jumper and a bunch of pouches. He's got some '90s pouches on his belt. He is shooting, and then we got another picture of him hanging out with Briar. Looks like they are Briar for some reason. Okay, so the way this is drawn is, like, his head, like, his hair isn't really defined, so it's just kind of, like, smoothed over. So it looks like he's wearing, like, an egg head or something. Or maybe he's wearing a glass. I don't know if he's wearing anything. He's sleeveless. So, something's going down. But he is wearing his pouches. And behind or in front of him is Briar, and Briar is holding his wrist as if Dr. Dorcas gave him a Indian rug burn. Let's just call it a rug burn. At least that's what those are called. Is there another name for those where you grab somebody's wrist and you with both hands and you just kind of manipulate, kind of wrench back and forth with it, you know, and it's supposed to like be really uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't know what those are called. I think they're called like rub burns, not rug burns, but rub burns. Anyways, let's talk about this idiot. Dr. Lemuel Dorcas. I don't know of anybody else named Lemuel. I've never heard of anybody named Lemuel in real life, nor have heard of anybody named Lemuel in popular culture, movies, TV, radio. I've never heard of a man named Lemuel except for this guy. If you know of any Lemuels, I would love to hear about them. But I feel like this is the only Lemuel we'll ever have. Okay? I'm calling it right now. He is the one and only Lemuel in any sort of media. In any sort of life. There are no other Lemuels that exist. If your name is Lemuel, I would love to meet you. Or just talk to you. Dr. Lemuel Dorcas, occupation, marine biologist. Oh, he's like George Costanza. Genetic engineer, inventor, and would-be conqueror. Yeah, he's got a lot going on here. At least he's got like a real job to go back on being a marine biologist. All this other stuff sounds like it's voluntary. It's like, yeah, I'll try out this genetic engineering. I think I'm good at it, but you can't really mean, you know, he just dabbles in it. Identity publicly known. Well, I guess everybody else knows who there's a man named Lemuel out there. Legal status, citizen of the United States with no known criminal record. Aliases, none. Place of birth, unrevealed. Place of death, hydro base in the North Atlantic Ocean. Marital status, unrevealed. Known relatives, none. Group affiliation, former ally of Atuma, Byra. I'm going to say Byra. Krang and Tiger Shark. What the hell is he doing to Tiger Shark here in this picture, though? Maybe is he hurt? Why is he hurting him? Base of Operations, Mobile. First appearance, Submariner number 5. Final appearance, final appearance, Supervillain Team Up number 3. And I believe I have this issue, and I believe we've talked about it on this very show. We have. I believe we have, because I believe that's the only issue of Supervillain Team Up that I've ever read. So call back to a previous episode. It's probably been like, say, 2016, 2017. So you got to go ways back to find it. All right. History. Dr. Lemuel Dorcas was a criminally motivated marine biologist whose first known bid for power involved the creation of the superhuman criminal Tiger Shark. So that's his relationship. He is Tiger Shark's creator, best friend, and he will pick him up in the airport, I would hope. Olympic swimmer Todd Arliss. Oh man, that's right. Tiger Shark's shoot name is Todd Arliss. Got to go. Was seriously injured and was told by physicians that he would never be able to swim again. Dorcas, however, promised Arliss that. Dorcas, however, promised Arliss that he would restore his swimming ability. Dorcas subjected Arliss to a great variety of experimental procedures involving high-frequency radiation therapy, which restored Arliss's damaged nerve tissue and ligaments. Dorcas intended to place Arliss within the Morphotron. Sounds like a ride at a fair. A device capable of imprinting upon a human being with the genetic pattern of another creature. Through this means Dorcas planned to transform Arliss into a human superhuman being who he would use as a pawn in his schemes of world conquest. So does it like it changes a dude, but does he have like a self-destruct mechanism? Is that what we're seeing in this picture here? Is he's using some sort of control to keep Arliss from just going back to the Olympics and being like, "Yo, I'm better." Yeah, what was it? We just like, "Yo, Todd, wasn't your leg severed or whatever it was that you can't swim?" And he's like, "I got better, Arliss." Dorcas had constructed a robot to search out and capture sharks for experimentation. He's going to come upon Prince Namor the Submariner because he's always in the freaking sea. Exhausted after a battle with the Kree, Captain Marvel, Namor was brought to Dorcas's laboratory to be used in Arliss's restructuring. So he tried to get a little bit of Namor in there too. A little bit of Namor shark stew is what we'll call it. I bet Namor shark stew tastes great if you get it fresh off the wharf. Namor and several sharks were used to provide a compound genetic pattern of great superhuman potential, which Dorcas imprinted upon Arliss through the Morphotron. Thus, Arliss was transformed into superhuman amphibious being who Dorcas called Tiger Shark. Why can't Arliss name himself? You name it because he's got like sharp teeth and like super. I don't know if he's got a fin on his head. I don't know if it's like a shoot fin or if it's just like a part of the costume. But I wonder if that's the case. He should be able to name himself. He should be able to name himself Fin Attack, Finley, Chuck Finley. Whatever. Tiger Shark, however, now we don't call him Arliss anymore. Tiger Shark, however, rebelled against Dorcas. See, that's why. Yeah. After physically besting the Submariner, who was still weak from the Morphotron transfer, the shark left Dorcas's laboratory for the open seas. So he does eventually hook up with Tiger Shark again. Dorcas financed an expedition that found the android Dragon Man. Dorcas also held the Lady Dorma, the Submariner's consort, prisoner so as to lure Namor to a trap. Dorcas intended to have Dragon Man destroy Namor, but the Submariner defeated the android instead. I believe also, too, he might also be responsible for Lady Namor, or what's her name? Lady Dorma from, because she ends up dying, at least at this time. So I believe he's responsible for that. So what else? Afterwards, Dorcas formed an alliance with the renegade Atlantean warlord Krang to both attack both Atlantis and the surface world. That's a pretty ambitious deal, because you're attacking not only the underworld, the underwater world, but you got to go up seas too. You got to have, I mean, how many Atlanteans are there? I mean, let's be serious. I mean, are there a lot of Atlanteans? I don't know, man. That's a lot of Atlanteans, man. Because I mean, even if you have them. I mean, your forces are pretty depleted. But I guess also too, you know, if we're thinking, talking about Atlantis, I mean, Atlantis is supposed to be like a continent unto itself. So that probably is a lot of people. And if you're getting every Atlantean to be a part of this force, you know, it's a lot of dudes and women. Or maybe not. I mean, maybe there's some Atlanteans just want to stay home. Or, I mean, even then, it's like, we're not even talking Atlanteans. I'm just realizing here. We're talking about renegades. The renegades of Funk. Krang selected his follower Orca as a test subject for Dorcas' experiment to endow the Atlantean with the powers of a killer whale. Oh, so that's how Orca becomes. He changes Orca, the killer whale. Killer whales are represented in the Marvel Universe. That's right. Krang and Dorcas had the transformed Orca lead a fleet of killer whales to attack. Oh, so we're using, that makes sense. We're using animals. We're not just using, we're using animals to attack Atlantis while we probably use like the humans to attack the surface world. That's smart thinking. But this attack was thwarted by the Submariner as well as through interference by Tiger Shark. Krang and Dorcas fled. So later they formed, Krang and Dorcas later formed a, is this dude with the helmet Krang? I thought this was Brya. I'm confused. Here he goes. He formed a secret alliance with Namor's cousin Byra, who sought to stir up public sentiment in Atlantis against Namor. He's trying to run a smear campaign on Namor. It's like we saw Namor, and he wears Crocs, and he puts ketchup on hot dogs. How could you follow a man that puts ketchup on hot dogs? I put ketchup on hot dogs, by the way. I love ketchup on hot dogs. Don't judge me. Dorcas later created the Aquanoids. I almost said Aquabats. Or menfish, and each of which were humanoid versions of various marine creatures. Ooh, that sounds kind of interesting. He and Tiger Shark became allies, and Dorcas captured both the Submariner and Spider-Man. Oh, so this sounds like a Marvel team-up kind of deal. Marvel team-up. He held the prisoner on the undersea complex. Namor and Spider-Man escaped the captivity, and in battling the Aquanoids, Spider-Man accidentally triggered the destruction of the undersea base. Namor, Spider-Man, Dorcas, and Tiger Shark all escaped, but the poor Aquanoids did not. I made that last part up. I'm assuming they're all dead. R.I.P. Aquanoids. Arkanoid. Great game. Let's just go through the last of this here. Needing both new allies and an inventor capable of devising advanced weaponry for him, the undersea barbarian ward Atuma formed an alliance with Dorcas and Tiger Shark. Dorcas rebuilt Atuma's war machines called Octomechs. Together, Atuma, Dorcas, and Tiger Shark captured the floating island Hydra base and took Namor prisoner. Yeah, that's the thing about Dorcas. You know, if you're looking for like marine based dudes that know like underwater mechanics, he's your guy. It's a very small pool of underwater mechanics, you know, that aren't Atlanteans. You know, you got a guy that's a human, and he is looking for work. So I mean, you know, he's hooked up with Atuma. It's not Atuma. Dr. Doom, who sought Namor as an ally, arrived and attacked Atuma and Tiger Shark. So yeah, this is kind of around the time, because Namor kind of is like a heel. He's not always a face, but because he's kind of a dick. So he's kind of in certain realities, and particularly in this book, in the supervillain team up book, he is a heel, sort of. But Dr. Doom, and they kind of act like heroes. Yeah. Dorcas seized a weapon that was about to kill Namor, and who was still bound helplessly in chains. However, Namor's longtime friend Betty Dean Prentice, who lived on Hydra Base, tried to save Namor. You can live on Hydra Base, man. Yeah, how about that? You can. go to the store. You can check out some concerts. And what kind of concerts come to Hydro Base? Probably like marine based concerts, like Jimmy Buffett. Like he's into like beaches and shit. So probably just Jimmy Buffett. They have a Margaritaville on Octobase or Hydro Base. Tried to save Damore and took the lethal blast of Dorcas's weapon herself. Deceased, Prentice dead, Betty Dean. Does she get her own entry? I guess she does. Namor, regaining his freedom, was infuriated by the murder of Prentice and tried to take vengeance. However, he was still weakened and was taken from the scene by Doom. Shortly thereafter, the vengeful Namor attacked Atuma, Dorcas, and Tiger Shark again. The Submariner hurled the defeated Tiger Shark at Dorcas, but Dorcas moved out of the way in time, and Tiger Shark's body struck an octomech behind him, causing it to topple. Dorcas was about to fire a lethal blast from his hand weapon at Namor when the octomech fell on top of the scientist, crushing him to death. Okay, for some reason, I imagine this being like Prometheus, where like he could have like moved out of the way, but he didn't, and he just like let it, you know, just let it fall on top of him. But at least the picture shows that like the octomech was pretty big, so he maybe didn't have a shot, and he got smushed. So, and that's it for the entry, or at least for the main part of the entry. Height 5'11", weight 195, looks in great shape. Blue eyes, brown hair, strength level. Dr. Dorcas possessed the normal strength, human strength of a man his age, height, and build who engaged in little regular exercise. I always enjoy that when they say little. And I'm trying to think if there's a guy anybody they say that exists that engaged in no regular exercise. Cause that'd be me. Cause I engage in exercise, but it's not on a regular. But Dr. Dorcas looks pretty good, man. I mean, he's got abs. He's got some chest. He's got some biceps. He's looking pretty lean here. Known superhuman powers? None. Abilities? Dr. Lemuel Dorcas possessed an extraordinary expertise in genetic engineering that enabled him to blend selected portions of the genetic codes of human beings, Atlanteans, and marine vertebrates in order to transform human beings, Atlanteans, or animals into superhumanoid beings. Okay, yeah, there we go. He also could alter the genetic structure of a killer whales so as to increase their strength and extend their ability to remain submerged after taking in oxygen. Dorcas was also a master mechanical engineer and designed, modified, and constructed various forms of advanced weaponry. Yeah, he sounds like he's pretty handy. He's kind of a guy. You need guys like that. If you're putting together like a team of bad guys, you need a guy like him. It's kind of sad. I'm sad that he's dead. I would be elated if I looked it up in the Marvel Wiki that he was alive, and like alive and kicking and doing good stuff. But he probably isn't because he got smushed, and that sucks because he's a perfectly cromulent supervillain. You could use this guy around fixing things, making machines, making underwater machines. You know, it's a very specific thing that you need in the Marvel universe. Because you got yourself some heroes down there and some things down in the sea that need to be mechanized and fucked with, I guess. All right, that's it for this week's episode of Rohatmu here on the Worst Collection Ever feed. Thanks for joining me. You can find myself on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, as well as Instagram. And Jen is on Twitter and Instagram at Jen Stansfield. And you can also please find us on Facebook. Worst Collection Ever, we're up there. And also email the show worstcollectionever@gmail.com. we would love to hear from you, and that would be really cool. I'd love to hear if your name is Lemuel, please contact us. We would love to hear from you. I would be elated if a Lemuel actually, and the Lemuel is spelled L-E-M-U-E-L. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. Lemuel. Yeah, but if you're a Lemuel, that'd be kind of dope, because nobody else has a name like you. That's awesome. But yeah, email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please rate and review over there. Tell your friends. That really helps out. YouTube at AngryHero79. You can find me there, opening toys. I got some stuff that I've cracked open over the past couple of weeks. No, actually, I just remembered because I talked about, I thought I did a X-Men or a Toy Biz wrestler. But no, I last my last video that I, well, last video that I posted prior to the one that I posted last week was a Green Goblin 10-inch. So you can check that out. And then I'm also going to post like a Stargate video because Stargate's pretty dope. So we'll talk about that when we get to it. But join me over there and please join us next week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.